This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We will let you in, no problem. And again, it's Free Talk Live here with you tonight, Ian in the studio.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We started a story in the last hour and kind of went off with some calls on wherever,
really, we did,
as we tend to do here on Free Talk Live. We started with the 10 reasons why libertarians are not nice to you, according to
Christopher Cantwell.
Atheist, a-hole, anarchist Christopher Cantwell. That's his tagline. That's how he advertises himself at ChristopherCantwell.com.
I am none of those things.
So let's continue. Hopefully. Let's continue on that list of 10 things. Mark, you have,
I think, the a-hole thing's subjective. At any given moment, anybody can be one of those.
Yeah.
I think if you're claiming to be one yourself with the intention of being one, it's a little less subjective.
Takes it to a whole new level. So number 9, if you already have an ideology, we're not terribly concerned with convincing you. Most people have no concern, concept of politics, economics, or philosophy. If they take an interest in these subjects because of something we said, or because that they're genuinely interested in finding some kind of objective truth, then we have some hope of bringing them over to our side. Those are the people we are primarily interested in convincing. Most people involved in these things aren't actually interested in finding any sort of objective truth. As far as we're concerned, the fact that they aren't already libertarians is evidence enough of this. They choose a side for whatever reason, and they represent their team for better or for worse. Liberals do tend to become conservatives, don't tend to become conservatives, and conservatives don't tend to become liberals, and neither tend to become libertarians. At best, for us, they try to get libertarians to assist them in their own anti-libertarian political agendas, and they've done an excellent job of accomplishing this. Trying to work with you, then, generally ends up hurting us, and we've learned this lesson too many times to ignore it. Having an ideology tends to imply that the study of the subject at hand. If you have already studied government and determined that it has any potential to do anything positive, this implies you're really not very good at processing information. The failures of the state are so numerous and ridiculously obvious that we find it difficult to believe any rational person could justify its existence. Your informed adherence to this absurdity tells us that you're pretty much beyond all hope of rescue. So when libertarians argue with you, it's not to try to convince you. We're doing it for the sake of others who might be watching.
How much is true?
It gives us. I disagree with most of this. The fact is, Free Talk Live's very good, or has successfully, I should say, converted quite a few conservatives to libertarianism, quite a few liberals to conservatives.
Yeah, but you don't convert somebody by arguing with them. I mean, that's the worst way.
But he says, we're not actually trying to convince you.
Right, and
if you already have an ideology, we're not terribly concerned with convincing.
If you're arguing with somebody, you're not doing a good job of convincing them because you're not coming to their, you know, you're not going to their level. You're not talking about it from a perspective they can understand. If you're arguing with somebody, you're having a fight. You're having a verbal fight.
Yes,
and but some people like to watch fights, which is what Chris Cantwell is saying. That when he's arguing with somebody, he doesn't care about their feelings or whatever because he wants to make a point. I am not that way. I think that humans should be respected, and that that people can change. I think that there are examples of that, as you're suggesting here, Mark. But given a choice. Given the choice between, do I spend my time trying to persuade people who are ideologically firm in their beliefs about being a conservative or liberal, or do I want to spend my time working to persuade people who aren't so sure? I would rather spend my time persuading the unconvinced masses, the people who are apathetic, the people who are not paying close attention, who are not total followers of one side or the other. They're just going to be more open and more likely to listen and consider new ideas, in my opinion.
That doesn't mean
I would be rude to them.
I do not think that that's the goal of Free Talk Live. So there are 100 organizations out there trying to capture the hearts and minds of students because they know that, as Rush Limbaugh says, they have minds full of mush. They're still seeing the world. They're coming to their opinions or whatever.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, although we have a younger skewing audience, probably because by dint of our voices, than most talk show hosts do, we're still probably the average listener is older than all three of us sitting at this table because we're on AM stations, FM stations, and on the radio. So we, you know, we don't convert. People convert themselves by use of the ideas that we have on a pretty regular basis.
Right. But so you know you're not trying to convert Witt. I mean, when Witt calls in and is very, very
I'd love
violent.
To convert Witt, but he won't shut up. I mean, you can't speak to somebody who will stop talking.
Well, then be realistic about who you have a more likely chance of bringing to the ideas of freedom.
You know, Mark, as you were talking about Edge, and I know you like mocking Ian, so I just thought this point just popped into my head, so I just thought I'd bring it up because it's kind of funny. There's only one person in the room who's no longer qualified to be president.
Oh.
What's that mean?
I was never qualified to be president.
Why is that?
I'm not 35 years old.
That's the thing. Well, I'm sorry, I said no longer.
Not yet qualified.
No longer in this room. There's only one person because I'm now 35. So
congratulations.
So in this room, because he was talking about the combined age of people in this room, you know, two of us are qualified to be president. I don't think we're that young.
Well, Ron Paul speaks to universities, not to nursing homes. You know, because Ron Paul understands that young people are a better target for the ideas of liberty because their minds aren't as made up. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying that Free Talk Live doesn't do a good job of bringing people who might have a viewpoint or a strong viewpoint to the ideas of freedom and giving them the opportunity to consider it. I was making a statement about libertarians in general, Mark. It's not fair for Free Talk Live to be in this discussion because our mission isn't the standard libertarian mission. A standard libertarian doesn't have a microphone from which to broadcast or a video studio or whatever. They are relegated to talking to their friends and family and or total strangers.
Then if you're talking to your friends and family, you should be trying to convince them or you shouldn't be talking to them because you're just arguing.
That's all I'm saying. If somebody is you know, firmly within a belief system and you have to choose between talking to that person or somebody who's not, I would go with the person who's not because they're more convincible, open.
People firmly within a belief system are, at, you know, Democrat or Republican, or at least their minds are focused on politics. If you're trying to convince the person whose main concern is pitching averages, I don't think you're going to get anywhere with them either. So when you're talking about age here, really, and so I think you're going to have a better chance with somebody who's politically interested or interested in issues and interested in talking about morality, and I'm not talking about morality from books. I'm talking about sort of rights theory, I guess is what I mean.
I've got a completely different approach than most other people I know who are, you know, trying to convince people, and that is that there are some people who I want to have a conversation with and I want to try and convince, right? And then there's the people who I am that are not convinced and have the opposite ideas. In those people, I want to instill cognitive dissonance. Mm. And I want to ratchet that up to 11. I just want them to feel as much cognitive dissonance as possible because they're not going to come over to, they're not going to just be convinced. And for that type of person, the type of person that needs to change their mind, not that they didn't have a belief one way or the other, you know, the people that don't have beliefs, they're easy to, you know, change their mind because they didn't really have a belief about it.
Yeah.
But if you need to literally change someone's beliefs, the only way that you're going to do that is through disagreement. You're going to have to get over that hump. So that person needs to experience cognitive dissonance. And in some cases, they need to experience massive cognitive dissonance.
I disagree.
That means that they need to disagree with you very strongly before they agree with you.
You can point out the hypocrisy in people's beliefs in a nice way. And
that doesn't mean you're not creating cognitive dissonance. You can be nice and create cognitive dissonance. That tends to be how I operate. I don't want to be mean to someone. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to insult that person. But I'm also going to tell them, look, you know, you're supporting violence here. And they're not going to like hearing that, which is one of the reasons why the parking enforcers here in Keene are so upset at some of the things that the Robin Hooders say. It's not that Robin Hooders, the people that save people from getting parking tickets here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and have made international headlines, it's not that the Robin Hooders are going around saying insulting things to them like, you know, you're a poopy head or something like that. It's that they're pointing out the violence inherent in their jobs, and that's an uncomfortable thing to feel, and you'd probably rather not have someone pointing that out to you while you're doing your job, that you're supporting violence, that you're initiating violence, that you're hurting peaceful people. That's a really uncomfortable idea, and nobody wants to believe that about themselves. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More about libertarians being mean here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything right here. Toll-free number, 855-453. More to come on the reasons why libertarians are allegedly not nice to people. I don't know if I agree with the concept, but some of the points are interesting from ChristopherCantwell.com. We'll get back into that list here in moments. And also, want to let you know that there's big news coming at CashIntoCoins.com.
Yeah, CashIntoCoins.com. Now, there's still the biggest place in the United States that you can get bitcoins with cash. Now, cash isn't exactly the right terminology, but you can go and use a money order or a check or a wire transfer to get bitcoins. You just go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I've dealt quite a bit with Cash Into Coins, and they always make the transaction as easy as it possibly can be. And when you go there, they've got great rates. You can donate actually some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee at all. It's cashintocoins.com. I think you'll really enjoy the experience, and if you're looking to get some bitcoins, now is probably the time to do it. Prices dipped a bit today.
Yeah, they went below 400.
Indeed.
Are they still down there?
I
looked in the last couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow, buying opportunity.
Or it's that, or it's the beginning of the end.
It could be, Mark. You're right. Bitcoin could go to zero. There is that possibility.
Seems unlikely. There's a huge infrastructure behind Bitcoin at this point, and they do everything that they say they're going to do.
362.
This is just speculators getting cold feet.
All right, Mark. I appreciate the optimism.
That's what I think. I mean, you know, it's the opinion of one guy on the radio.
I appreciate the purchases I made.
What do you mean, the purchases you made?
Just right before this trending of crashing. I mean, when Bitcoin was about almost double what it is right now, I made several large purchases.
Meaning you did not have to spend as many Bitcoin to get those items?
Well, yeah. If I were to get those items today, I would have to spend almost twice as much.
Exactly. All right. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And join us at freetalklive.com. So let's continue on the list of 10 reasons why libertarians are not nice, according to Christopher Cantwell.
Yep, and we're going through on, I believe we're on number 8 at this point.
I think it's important to be nice, by the way, as a liberty-minded person, because people are going to hate me even though I am nice, because simply I have a political perspective that is a threat to the status quo. That alone is enough to get people to hate you, let alone to be nasty about it. Would only make matters worse.
So can I read number 8, Mark? I feel like I have the Cantwell cadence in my head. So any libertarian who tells you he's trying to win an election is either lying to you about trying to win the election, lying to us about being libertarian, or terribly misinformed. As far as we're concerned, elections are a bad thing.
Wait, couldn't he be lying to himself as well?
Or that Cantwell could be wrong on this. I mean, people that are libertarian have won plenty of elections here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but not as a libertarian.
He did not use a big L on this one.
Well,
this is a little L.
Yeah,
this is a belief system, not a political party.
See. Sure.
So as far as we're concerned, elections are a bad thing. We're trying to end them, not win them.
Well, see, who's he speaking for there? I mean, look, I get it. Like, I don't like the idea of politics. But most of the libertarians that I know, they see it as a valid means to political change, to changing the system. I mean, the fact is, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. The police are not going to stop tomorrow just putting people in cages who haven't harmed anybody else. There's going to need to be a legislative change to stop them from, let's say, enforcing the war on marijuana, for instance. So while
what we can see is largely when Washington and Colorado made those big changes, the cops aren't enforcing marijuana laws any longer.
No, it's pretty much the case. Now, it sounds to me like Christopher Cantwell is talking about anarchists, not so much libertarians.
Right. He's got a graphic here that's, the voting graphic, which it says, voting, the slave's suggestion box.
And that is what it is. I mean, that much is true.
Well, I think that this is what it feels like for people who believe in the ideas of liberty, whether they call themselves anarchists or call themselves libertarians or call themselves a variety of other things that people who, subscribe to some or all of these ideas call themselves. They've done the election thing wherever they are geographically, and
they've
it has
lost.
Failed miserably. Yep. And there's every reason in the world to feel dejected about that.
Even Chris Cantwell might be able to get elected in New Hampshire. I mean, seriously, he ran for, and he did, by the way. He lived in New York, and that's actually currently where he is. But he ran for, I don't know if it was New York Senate or something like that, or state rep there. And he lost as a libertarian, of course, as all libertarians do. He's definitely got that jaded, I was involved in the system, I got screwed kind of viewpoint.
If you run as a libertarian in anywhere, I mean, I heard maybe they did okay in Costa Rica once, but if you run as a libertarian, the chances of your winning are remarkably low. You might as well play the lottery.
I mean, even longtime listeners know Tom in New Hampshire, who's called this show. He's kind of a homophobe, not a real particularly likable character in a lot of ways. Brilliant guy, but not a really likable character. He won election in New Hampshire.
Not as a libertarian.
I'm just saying. I'm not talking about running as a libertarian. I'm just saying somebody like Christopher Cantwell, somebody as abrasive as Christopher Cantwell, might even have a chance in New Hampshire, because anybody has a chance in New Hampshire to get elected.
Just don't necessarily run as a libertarian or
right.
be honest
run
about
a,
where you're...
Run as a Democrat or a Republican or something.
So he continues to say, the nature of the state is to make false promises to bait support from the people it victimizes. They promise to protect you from boogeymen. They promise to solve your economic problems. They promise to carry out the will of your deity. We see this as completely ridiculous. We know it will fail, and we know that most people are stupid enough to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. So we can't compete with it in a popular vote. Libertarians are anarchists, whether they realize it or not. Even the ones who are delusional enough to think that they are going to get elected and restore the bloody republic are little more than useful idiots who are repeating anarchist propaganda for us through channels normally reserved for government. The goal is not to win your elections. The goal is to turn a large enough minority against the legitimacy of the state as to make its continued function impossible.
I would love that, by the way. I would love for enough people to ignore the state, to refuse to fund the state, to where the people calling themselves the state could no longer do anything about it. Right now, the amount of people willing to do those sorts of things are very, very small, and so therefore those people can easily be crushed by the mechanisms of violence that the state employs. But if there were enough people, families, for instance, with a property tax revolt or something like that, peaceful, of course, then that would really change the game, I think. But that's not going to be happening anytime soon, because people are afraid to put their freedoms on the line. People are afraid to put their property on the line. They're worried about what the state might do to them. And even though there's safety in numbers, no one wants to go first.
I take umbrage with the idea that I'm an anarchist. Libertarians are anarchists.
Yeah, I'm not an anarchist.
I disagree with that.
I'm a voluntarist.
Statement. And to say that we're not trying to win elections, I'll be running for an election in June.
Really?
And I'm going to try to win it. Well, I'm going to run for a state delegate.
Oh, okay, because you were talking about maybe doing a state rep, but then you talked about not doing that.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, people want me to run for state rep. People are asking me to run for state rep, but I just don't see the point.
Is there an in the election where you live, is there an opposing party when somebody runs? Because I've heard that 40% of the state rep seats go unopposed in New Hampshire.
There's the full slate on both sides.
So this is a huge opportunity. New Hampshire, we'll talk more about the Free State Project coming up, but New Hampshire is a huge opportunity for people that want to see change through the system. Because most people, they're just not willing to put their personal freedoms on the line to risk them for more freedom. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If we get a chance, we'll give you a slight update on the Range Wars situation. Nothing, as I understand it, huge has developed. If it has, please call and let us know. I'm certainly not tapped into all of the potential methods for getting news about that situation. But there's been an update from the politicians in Nevada and what they have to say about what's going on out there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on our site. And there's a lot of great stuff there. So anyway, Free State Project. You go to freestateproject.org, and you'll learn about the reason why we're all here in New Hampshire. Mark, you and I moved up from Florida. Johnson, you moved from Connecticut.
Well, and Florida previously.
You were in Florida originally, but then Connecticut interim, and then here in New Hampshire. And people are coming from all across the country, all around the world. Over 15,000 people have signed up to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 1,500 of those are already here as early movers. The official move doesn't begin. The official migration doesn't begin until we reach 20,000 signers. And so if you love the ideas of liberty, if you're sick and tired, as Christopher Cantwell obviously is, we've been reading his 10 Reasons Why Libertarians Aren't Nice to You article here and disagreeing with a good chunk of it. But I totally understand his frustration. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. It's really easy to be frustrated and angry when you live outside of New Hampshire. And as a libertarian, all you see is loss after loss after loss after failure after failure. And that's got to really get to you. It certainly got to me. It's the reason why I moved to New Hampshire. I know that Christopher Cantwell is planning on moving back to New Hampshire, from what I understand. And even though he actually is one of the few people to have been kicked out of the Free State Project based on statements around violence that he made regarding police, he still sees New Hampshire as the destination for people who love the ideas of freedom. So go to freestateproject.org. and learn more about this amazing movement of people who are really doers. These are the people who are going to make a difference. They're actually already winning elections, and we haven't even had, we've got, what, 10% of the current membership numbers that are here now. So we're already having a big impact. Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state by a state representative here in New Hampshire, and that state representative is not a friend of liberty. So it's a huge endorsement. We are really having an impact in a way that others are not. In fact, Mark, there was somebody on the streets apparently recently at different bars who asked people about their opinions on the Free State Project, and about 50% of people in the Keene area knew about the Free State Project. That's a huge level of market penetration that the Libertarian Party cannot claim. I mean, people generally don't know what or care about what a Libertarian is.
Oh, I disagree. I think people know that the Libertarian Party exists. I don't think that they generally know much more than that.
You think so? Well, it's probably come along in a little bit, because back like a decade ago when I was doing outreach, almost no one knew about the Libertarians. Almost nobody. And so it would be interesting to...
I would be interested in knowing what your question is when you ask people if they know about the Libertarian Party. Do you know that it exists? I think, have you ever heard of the Libertarian Party? Might be
most people, when I was asking those questions, had not. But anyway, let's go on here with the story. So go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up for that if you love the ideas of freedom. There's nowhere else to be. It's really something worth checking out.
I wonder if you're going to have Chris call you from the report to report from the Bundy Ranch.
Is he going out there?
I would obviously assume, right? I mean, he wants the revolution to happen, so it seems to be starting there, is what everyone's saying. He must be out there, right?
It would seem to be an event that would attract Christopher Cantwell. You're right about that. Right. I know Adam Kokesh has gone out there.
Has he? I saw a report from his own studio where he was talking to someone who was out there.
I believe he's moved his studio out there. I could be wrong about that.
I don't know.
I thought I saw a headline on his channel saying that he was going, but maybe I'm mistaken on that. If you know more, feel free to correct us here at 855-450-FREE.
We need a reporter to see whether the reporter's going.
Johnson, were you done with the entry you were reading, or do we have...
No, there's a little bit more. Okay. I'm gonna back up a sentence just to make it a little bit clear.
The 10 reasons why libertarians aren't nice, according to Christopher Cantwell.
And we're currently covering the...
Number 8.
Number 8, we're not trying to win elections. And so he says, the goal is not to win your elections. The goal is to turn a large enough majority against the legitimacy of the state so as to make its continued function impossible. So there's absolutely no incentive to work with you in promoting candidates, which is the primary function of your political activity. You're right when you say no candidate is good enough for us, because no matter who runs for office, we will tear them down because nobody has the right to be our ruler.
You know, I think that...
I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, to some extent, I sort of agree with that. However, I do think that there's superior... One candidate superior to another. I mean, you know, often many libertarians disagree with me on this subject, but I think most of them are like, on the way to tearing down this monopolistic hegemony calling itself the state, we'd like to have better... rulers than, worse ones. Some people believe it has to, some libertarians believe that we should vote for the worst candidate in order to get the worst candidate in office so that we can show people what a terrible thing the state is. And I think that's a terrible idea.
But I do agree with the idea that the purpose, at least when I run a political campaign, is not to win. That's not the reason I run. I run to bring the ideas of freedom forward and to put them out there so people can consider them and maybe change their mind. And maybe this is the way that they will encounter the ideas of freedom in a way that they will actually consider them, as opposed to hearing them on the radio or hearing a friend or family member attempt to persuade them. So for me, that's the goal of a political campaign, is an outreach tool. If a libertarian actually wins election, then that's great news, too, because then they can have fun trolling the system.
I think the next one Cantwell brings up is probably one that I'm a little bit guilty of, and I think a lot of people I know are guilty of this next one that he brings up here, which is we've already had this discussion 100 times, and people, you know, libertarians getting aggravated because they've already had a discussion over and over and over again.
Like when somebody else asks them, what about the roads? Is that what he's talking about?
I'll jump into it.
The roads! So he said,
if you had ever bothered to study the works of any of the great libertarian theorists, you wouldn't be asking us the questions you were asking.
Now, this is just, that's just ridiculous. why should I'm not obligated. Now, somebody can present me a new idea.
Right.
And I think, for instance, a new idea that's sort of bubbling up on my radar is feminism. Not to say that this is a new idea. There have been, you know, first wave, second wave, third wave feminists. I don't even know what wave we're on now. Sex positive feminists, individualist
like we're
feminists.
We're playing Space Invaders.
Right. I'm not sure where we're at, but they're moving faster and getting lower. I don't know, but the idea that I'm obligated to know what the philosophy of this particular feminist that's presenting these ideas to me, I'm not obligated as an individual to know what these ideas are. Nope, not obligated. You need to educate me if you want me to to believe your stuff.
So you ask, who will build the roads, or what about defense? You tell us there's no such thing as a utopia, and a lot of other really tired arguments. It shows us that you haven't taken so much as 10 minutes out of your miserable life to make even the slightest effort to understand what we are proposing. In the meantime, we are always staying tuned to the propaganda you consume so that we can counter it. We write thoughtful articles, and we make informative videos and produce compelling audio content that explains in great detail what exactly it is your politicians and propagandists are saying and why it is wrong. You don't pay any attention to any of that content because it's not coming from your team. And everyone on your team repeats the same propaganda. So
yeah, that's what it is, though. I mean, like, it's propaganda from all sides. The libertarians have their propaganda, too.
You're damn right.
And now that doesn't make it wrong or false. It's just propaganda. Propaganda is either true or false. But, you know, the fact that people have been indoctrinated into a system where they didn't understand took me a long time to come to the ideas of roads. I just couldn't figure out, well, how are you going to put roads down without eminent domain? I didn't know. It took me years. So all somebody had to do was show me auction theory. You know, you can just place contingent bids on property. I'll buy your property for this, and if this happens and that happens, like this person accepts an offer and this person accepts an offer. If you need to put a road from point A to point B, certainly you can go two different routes. Of those two different routes, if you can get the sellers, to agree, then wham, you've got it. You don't need eminent domain to steal people's property. You can just offer a deal to somebody else. It might cost a bit more, but
just look at Vacation Land Florida, where Disney has built the roads.
Oh, yeah. I heard they're really nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can bring up anything. It's hard to believe somebody would do a worse job on the roads than the government does. And anybody that's driven around here in New Hampshire knows just how god-awful they are. More on the way. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a quick update on the Bundy so-called range war happening out in Nevada. We are, though, right now in the midst of discussing what it is that some libertarians are doing in response. Well, there's a lot of people that are the advocates of violence that are kind of coming to allegedly coming out to Nevada, the Bundy situation. And Christopher Cantwell is one of those advocates of violence, and he believes that violence is necessary to solve the problem of the state. I firmly disagree with that. I also disagree with the idea of being rude to people in attempting to communicate these ideas. But I also get where he's coming from. I understand the frustration that a liberty-minded person can feel when people just don't get it. And I get that.
But I don't think all ideas deserve respect. It's not necessarily when I feel like I'm being rude to somebody, and it can happen. It's not because I'm necessarily being rude to them as a person. It's because I'm being rude about the idea that they're expressing.
Yeah, I still think it's good to try to catch flies with honey, so to speak. Try to be as nice and as cordial to people, even if you vehemently disagree
with
them.
Some people I'm not trying to catch.
No, and Cantwell was kind of making that point earlier, is that some people are more valuable than others, or they're more likely to be caught. They're more likely to be persuaded or have their minds changed. So I think you should be decisive in who you speak with. Anyway, we'll continue on this list here. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features there on the site. The AMP program is really important to us, though. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help support Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations, and what we're doing right now is we're raising funds to do Google AdWords advertising to bring new listeners in, not people looking for liberty-oriented podcasts. We're doing outreach right now to just regular talk radio listeners, because we do want to bring people in who are willing to listen, who are willing to consider new ideas and listen to the ideas of freedom, and hopefully we'll entertain them, and then they'll be more likely to stick around.
It's the idea anyway.
And consider these concepts. And so it's working already. We have started the Google AdWords, but we want to raise some more money so we can upgrade.
Do more Google AdWords.
Yeah, upgrade the Google AdWords campaign. And there's a matching contribution on the table for your AMP dollars. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all it takes to help Free Talk Live get the ideas of freedom into more ears. And with your $5 a month, you will be bringing new clicks to Free Talk Live, new ears to listen into the show. That's what the AdWords campaign does, is it brings newbies to this program. You can help us by going to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. We make it easy. It's done automatically for you every single month, and it makes a huge difference for us. Plus, your money will be doubled. We've got some very generous supporters who have, for the last 6 months now, basically, have been doubling the amount of money coming in to up to $950 a month from Free Talk Live amplifiers. And we haven't reached that maximum yet. We actually took kind of a dip recently because we had one guy who signed up for $260 a month and really boosted us up, and it didn't last. So he's back down to $25 a month, which we still appreciate, mind you. It's just that now we've kind of taken a little hit on our total. So what we'd really like to see is 100 Free Talk Live amplifiers join at $5 a month. I'm not asking for more than $5 per month, because our supporters, if you throw in $5 a month tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, they're going to double that to $10 a month. So you're doubling your money. You're doubling the amount of people you can bring to the ideas of freedom. That's what we're using your money for with the AMP program. Go check it out and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you were actually apparently you've hijacked the article from Mark at this point. And,
he likes the way he's reading it better than the way I was reading
it. Yeah, he is attempting to affect a Christopher Cantwell cadence whilst reading the story here, which is the...
I just think I can rant like Cantwell. You know,
sure.
I've listened to a lot of the same content and comedians he listens to, and I understand how he... thinks about these things, I think, a little bit.
So go on here with the 10 reasons why, or 10 things that, what is it, 10 reasons why?
10 reasons why libertarians aren't nice to you.
Yeah. Libertarians like Chris Cantwell.
Right,
right. Let's put that that little modifier
I'll
in there.
I'll jump in there because I think this is one of the better articles Chris Cantwell has ever written, because I think it's generally true of a lot of libertarians. And I'm definitely guilty of a lot
of
them.
Well, one of the reasons why is because libertarians are notoriously inept socially and they don't understand how to be nice.
Well, I think that this one, number seven...
I know how to be nice to who I want to be nice to. I also know how to be mean to the people that I want to be mean to.
This is number seven that he's talking about here, where, you know, we've written all this material and you haven't even read the stuff that we've put out there. Mm. I think it's completely fallacious. This would be the same argument that anybody who believes any idea would say is, look, there's all this literature out there on Islam, the Bible, feminism, communism, you whatever. Whatever your idea thing out there is, it makes no. There's no obligation upon me to have read your crap.
No, and I agree with that. And I understand where the frustration comes in. It can be difficult to get the same questions over and over again when it's been sort of asked and answered a million times. But the proper way to respond to that is, you know what? I don't have time to get into a lecture series on why it is that roads can work under a free market system. But here are some recommendations that I would like to give to you, Mr. Inquiring Mind.
How about good ideas? Google libertarian roads?
Well, that's kind of a blow off.
You're guilty of this too.
Yeah,
a blow off. That's a blow off. I meant giving them specific ideas as far as what's a good book that somebody could pick up.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to spend money on it? You have the sum total of human knowledge that you access on a daily basis. People just need to be reminded to use it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with finding an article. I didn't mean necessarily just a book, but maybe find the article that you think is the best. Share that with the person.
That's great.
But
you were suggesting that if you had didn't have time to talk to somebody, I'm just saying what you could do.
But saying let me Google that for you is kind of a blow off, isn't it?
The fact is, Ian, if you don't know the answer to a question, get on Google. Listen, people, we are past the age of asking questions to other hairless monkeys. Stop asking people the answer. They don't know. They're dumb. The smartest person you know is dumber than Google. Go look on the internet if you have a question. That's what I mean, Ian.
Okay, I'm just saying maybe you should be willing to be nice and point them to something rather than
to do that.
Go search for something. They're honestly asking you to help them with an issue that they have, and you're giving them this rude response.
That's not a rude response,
Ian. Yes, it was very rude what you just said.
No,
yes,
Ian,
it was.
I'm laying it out right now for everybody in radio land, because this is the thing that I have to
learn
too.
Your response is, I don't have time for you, go Google it.
No, my response is, use Google, Google libertarian and Rhodes.
My question is, when you tell them to Google it, do you use LMG? SGTFY.com.
I have done that in the past. You've done it to me. And I think that is a great reminder. Now, yes.
Do you know what that site is? Let me Google that for you. Yeah.
I would use that with a friend.
It's
but
an animation that comes up and plays, and it shows the Google screen, and it animates the mouse, and clicking, then it types in like the simple search that you could have typed, like, you know, like, hey, guys, what's the weather like today? And it's like, what's the weather like today?
Well,
click, and then it'll come up with the exact result.
It's a really smart-ass thing, too.
This is poignant commentary on the modern human existence. I have moved from a time when there was no internet. It didn't exist. And you asked questions. People said things like, you know what? Red cars get more tickets than other color cars. And all you have to do...
Red cars get more tickets than other color cars.
Right, you look it up.
No, that's statistically as well. Snopes.com. You know, like,
you know, and these things that get said over and over again. Mm-hmm. That
By the way, I was just making that up. I have no idea whether or not red cars get more tickets. I'd actually be inclined to think
so. I just got an email today that says that the epithet, the S word, the four-letter S word, it means ship in high transit. No, it doesn't. Stop sending this crap around. I mean, all you have to do, if you have a question...
Everyone knows
on Google.
That.
No,
everyone
they
knows that,
don't,
Mark.
Ian.
I mean, look, what I'm saying is... You're using that as an excuse to blow somebody off.
I am not.
And that's fine. If that's what you want to do, it's not a persuasive thing to do. There was somebody posting on the Freekeen profile. Now, arguably, this person was a troll. But sometimes trolls can seem like they're honestly interested in knowing something. And I tend to give local trolls more preference because this person's a local here in the Keene area and was asking a question about libertarianism and their alleged support for repealing drunk driving laws. And rather than just tell this person, that's been asked and answered, go Google it, I actually went ahead and found what I considered to be a good article about it. I Googled it, and then I picked an article, and because, you know, if you search for libertarian roads, you might find a variety of different results.
Yeah, well, that's the point, is when somebody asks a question like what you're saying, libertarianism isn't firm on whether or not drunk driving is aggression. So
that's
you
fine.
Would have to do that, Ian.
I gave my opinion about it through sharing a Lou Rockwell article. So I did not have to answer all of his questions. I wasn't willing to spend the time answering questions in detail about drunk driving. Lou Rockwell already wrote up an article about it.
You know what upsets me? That Barry Ruart's short answers to tough questions are no longer publicly available.
Oh, yeah, I think they're publicly available.
I think they were taken off.
No,
I think that they were taken offline. She's now put them all into a book. And then,
oh, she's had that book for years. No, they have them in a newsletter. The Advocates for Self-Government send it biweekly or semi-weekly.
Yeah, they used to be like an archive of all of them.
Wait,
that
bi-weekly?
You can go look
at. Semi-monthly. They send it once every 2 weeks.
Bi-monthly.
And you can always look at those online. There's an online version, so they are there. More coming up.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with OPH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. or visit drhurley.net for more information.